Pisky felt his stomach churn as he viewed the sight which had driven the hare on with such urgency. Two ropes dangled from the cavern roof, which was so high that the length of the ropes only reached halfway to the floor. Hanging from the ropes were Soilclaw, Bergy and Frub, holding on to the limp form of Spingo. On the floor, atop a soil heap, lay the still forms of Rooter, Grabble, Rutter and Friar Skirple. Unable to hold on to the ropes, they had fallen through the hole in the cave ceiling. Knocko cast a quick glance upward, his face tight with fear.
Look it! That big stone's stuck up there, but it's going to come down any moment now!
Sure enough, the huge flat sandstone slab was lying on its side, held in the hole by rubble either side of it, but the loose earth was raining down, still widening the hole. Knocko clapped a paw to his brow.
They're stuck up there. What are we going to do?
Double shook his head despairingly.
Nothing much we can do, mate. They're too high up to be reached, and that big stone's about to drop. Fair and blood, what a terrible mess.
Behind them, a war to the death was raging as birds and reptiles tried to break out through the ranks of Gowsum and Gonfalons. Bisky faced the problem in front of them. Blotting out the sounds of combat from his mind, he concentrated on saving those hanging upon the high ropes. Suddenly, he was acting. Even as the plan formed in his mind, he ran to the hill of rubble which had fallen from the hole above.
Help me, mates! Move these poor moles off this pile of earth quickly now!
All four moles were obviously dead. Bosey lifted Friar Skirple, gently placing him to one side.
Oh, good old beast! That's a crying shame!
Even though there was a huge lump in Bisky's throat, he managed to speak firmly.
Time to cry later, Bosey. Leave him now, and start shoring this pile up. Move!
Under Bisky's direction, they pushed the pile into one mass, gathering loose material from around it. Flattening the top off slightly, the young mouse looked upward, gauging the distance. Double looked up aghast.
You're not thinking of telling him to drop down onto that, are you?
Bisky found himself roaring at the hapless shrew.
Well, what do you think we should do? Leave them hanging up there till that big slab falls down on their heads?
He immediately felt sorry that he had spoken like that to his Gowsum friend and apologised.
I'm sorry, mate, but we've got to do something quickly. There's not much time.
Bosey was keeping one eye on the battle over by the tunnel.
Oh, but what do you intend doing?
Bisky explained.
We'll pile this hill of soil a bit higher and flatten off the top. They might stand a chance if they drop onto it one at a time.